Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rahimi Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Pete Crow Armstrong delivers with a base hit to right. That'll score two, and the Cubs have the lead in game 3.
What excitement, what electricity. What was the ballpark all about for you tonight?
You already know what to expect coming here. So, I mean, they brought the energy from pitch one. They're our 10th man out there, and we want to be able to play again tomorrow.
That was Pete Crow Armstrong, and he was a big point and a big part of breaking up the 0-for-4 wall that Mark Grody called the back half of the Cubs lineup in game 2 of the playoff series.
Row, not wall.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yes.
0-for-4 row.
0-for-4 row.
It's like the opposite of murderers row.
That's right.
Also,
right.
You can't really be a wall if you're 0-for-4.
Things got better, though.
Point being, PCA was not. Important hit in the game, as we mentioned in the first inning, that helped the 2 RBI single. That was what they needed. And also, frankly, broke some bad history for the Cubs because they hadn't scored more than 3 runs in a playoff game since 2017. There was some symmetry there with seeing Jose Quintana on the mound, by the way.
Just with the Cubs.
The 2017
background.
Playoffs.
Yeah.
Like, nobody in the ballpark has a bad word to say about Quintana.
Yeah.
He's cool with everybody.
He is. Hey, man, he was terrific with the White Sox, not as terrific with the Cubs, but as everybody says, and I guess I'm accepting it, he gave the Cubs innings while he was here. He was never the Quintana that was with the White Sox, and Quintana had risen to not the top of the rotation, but as the number two guy. He never pitched like a number two guy when he was with the Cubs.
And also, true to form, Jose Quintana did not get run support from the Brewers, now did he?
No, he did not, and yep. That was nice to see.
Or at least not enough, anyway. He also wasn't really, he wasn't their pitcher of record. That ended up being Quinn Priester. But the point is, Quintana somehow playing a part in all of this as well. This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And we've said, I think, all show long, whether we're talking about Tyreek Stevenson or we're talking about Pete Crow Armstrong, and we've done it previously, when the marriage of harnessing the energy and controlling the emotion turns into talent and more production on the field, that's where the magic happens. We're trying to see how that really takes place with both Tyreek Stevenson, for example, Monday night in Washington, and also what we're trying to see now when it comes to Pete Crow Armstrong. There have been times where he's been visibly frustrated, not just this series, throughout the season. But he had a good point and a good admission right after the game to TBS's Lauren Jabara when it came to his emotions.
I know you're always a player that just plays with emotion on your sleeve, right? How do you manage that, especially now that it's October, everything ramps up, but still play within yourself like you did?
I got the other 20-something people in here to bring me back down to earth, and with good and bad, and, you know, emotions tend to take me away from the main point sometimes, so just having good people in my dugout and in my corner to bring me back down to earth.
I assume he's referring to Justin Turner there.
Yeah, Uncle Justin Turner was on the front step to greet him and have a little chit-chat with him when he was getting frustrated. I do wonder if he didn't have these 20 guys, how much worse it would be, because, I mean, how many times this year, if we're really talking about this, has he slammed his helmet down or slammed his bat down and just emitting the emotions, which, quite frankly, like, the players will let this go for this year, but it's not something that is probably sustainable for him in terms of teammates and even showing up the other team at times as well.
Well, that's it.
And umpires.
Right, too. That too. And we've seen that out of a lot of the Cubs. You know, there have been some extended looks to end innings from Cubs batters. There's been that extended discussion. Did it get to the level of the Padres, you know, to end that series? No. But it will mess with you at times when the energy should be placed in different ways at the ballpark. You know, it should be placed at the plate. It should be placed in your approach.
Right.
If somebody knows they can frustrate you, if the opposing pitcher knows that they can make you strike out swinging at pitches in the dirt, guess what they're going to do? That.
Exactly.
So for him to have the important hit that got them the runs they needed to make the difference, even if it's just one, that's more than the Cubs had working for them in games one and two of this thing.
I mean, it was huge. That it can't be understated. Like, there's been so many times since the Cubs' bats started slumping in the post-All-Star break era of the 2025 season where they left guys on base second and third with less than two outs or no, like, countless times this year. So when it got to two outs and PCA is up, I'm like, oh, man, here we go again. He works 2-1 count, rips the ball into right field, just right in front of the right fielder, and the biggest hit of his career. Of all the great moments PCA had in the first half, and we spent segments talking about PCA.
Oh, yeah.
That is his biggest hit this year.
It's because it came through in a playoff series, and it was the difference in the ball game.
Yeah.
Should they have scored more runs after the first inning? Absolutely.
No doubt.
But they scored what they could in the first, and he extended the inning, and because of that, lengthened the lineup, and that was key as to how they won this game. Craig Counsell talked about PCA handling his emotions before game two.
I think we'd all consider Pete a pretty emotional player, and I think we'd all say that October ramps that up even more. And I think so. Those are great lessons for, I think, a player to learn. It's kind of like what it does to you. And you learn about how it helps you. And I think Pete's still learning, like, how emotion really helps him. How does it hurt me sometimes? And I think moments where it's heightened, even a better teacher for things like that. So I think Pete's, you know, everybody goes through that too. Pete's not like unique to that, but everybody goes through it. And they're learning experiences, and they're great learning experiences for sure.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
He's not unique to it, Layla, but there's not a lot of guys in baseball that show that kind of emotion. Like, we could probably put together a list of the guys in baseball that are like that. There ain't many.
Of you versus your opponent versus yourself is perhaps never more magnified in any sport other than baseball. You know, that is the biggest part of it. It's accepting failure. It's accepting that 30% of the time, if you're hitting, that success. Baseball is a game of failure, as we know, and that's all a part of it. They're not just cliches, but it's how you accept it and how you try to harness that, because the league now has done the thing. You got to be a focus, and the league has countered with how they want to pitch to you. So now it's your job, if you want to be a star, to make sure that you make those adjustments, and it takes some humility. And so how are you going to work that to your favor? You know, did we see that happen on the called strike where he hit the knee? No. But you also have to earn those calls, too. That's part of the game. I don't like it either. But that's part of maturation in the big leagues, as you know.
Yeah, and I think you brought up the comp during the break, Tyreek Stevenson. We're just talking about him and not letting other teams antagonize you into becoming emotional. Obviously, it's different in baseball, but, you know, you every day, like we were saying with Tyreek Stevenson, you have to be focused. You have to listen to Justin Turner for whatever Justin Turner is saying is worth. You have to listen to Craig Counsell when he talks about needing to monitor the emotions. You have to listen to Ian Happ when he told us when we were out in Wrigleyville that, yeah, you know, you got, it's Pete is being Pete, but eventually you got to take, like I said, you got to go from a 9 to a 7. I'm not saying you got to even go down to a 5.
No.
You just got, because a lot of it, it's likable. Like, it's going to be great when he hits a game-winning grand slam someday in the postseason and he's going nuts doing dances around second base, then we're all going to be cheering and talking about how gregarious he is and how funny he is and all of that kind of stuff. But the other side of it is just something that has to be fixed.
Well, and the other part of this is you get to do that as a hitter. You don't necessarily get to live on that edge as a pitcher, because what happens? You start throwing the ball all over the place. People make a fool of you real quick. You know, there are examples on your team where you can see that if that was happening, it doesn't bode well.
Yeah. It's interesting, though, too, because we all want players, especially in baseball, to show those emotions, to say what's on their mind. Personality-wise, it's a very even-keeled team. Like, you go play, like,
yeah.
Michael Busch,
yeah.
Nico Horner, Dansby Swanson, Matt Shaw, Carson Kelly, almost all the same person in terms of demeanor, right? Ian Happ in left field. PCA is different. Seiya Suzuki, we don't hear a lot from Seiya Suzuki.
Yeah, you know? I mean, the comedians on the team are the guys who show the most sense of humor. Are Shota Imanaga, Justin Turner, I would put in that category.
Good call, yeah.
Yeah, there's not a lot of... It's different from like the Joe Madden cast of characters, where I feel like everybody had a bit of a defined personality that you knew about.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you obviously had David Ross. You had Anthony Rizzo.
But even like Justin Grimm was interesting.
Justin,
you know,
Grimm.
Obviously Javi, you know what I mean? Like, Lackey was, you know, Lackey was that guy.
You know, we go.
I didn't come here for a haircut. Arrieta, who we talked to last week.
They were very distinct personalities.
David Ross was Grandpa Rossi.
Yep. Chris Bryant, not
Wilson,
nice guy.
Contreras.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Wilson. Yep.
So, yeah, I this is a different group when it comes to that. And that's not to say it doesn't work.
No, it works fine. I'm just saying, like, and from our standpoint, and it is peripheral stuff. Like, if we're talking about personality on a team, PCA is it in terms of your everyday players, which is why he's also loved. And why he said last night, I don't know what he did, like 6 interviews in a row last night. In one of them, somebody asked him about the hey, well, how about these fans? How about the and he said it. He goes, these are my people. These are my people. And they are. Yes. There are, like, through Cubs lore, like, you get these guys every once in a while that just resonates a little bit more with the bleacher fans than others. And there have been a lot that have come through and have... Ian Happ has his own little thing out there in left field.
He's got his crew, yeah.
But, like, Sammy was the... Like, Sammy's army out there in right field. Now PCA has it. I mean, there have been countless players who have had that bond. PCA is in the club.
We want to remind you to tune in Sunday morning from 7 to 11 for our exclusive coverage of the 47th running of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Josh Liss and our team of marathon experts will be broadcasting live from the finish line with reports from the lead vehicles and around the course. I am part of the crew, too. So we get ready starting tomorrow with our preparation for the press conference and the broadcast. It can only be heard on 670 The Score and the Odyssey app. Coming up next is, Robbie decided to revisit one of our calls from yesterday. And he's going to break it down for us next. This is Raheemi Harrison-Grody on 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.